Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show. We're talking about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I do want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing with your friends and families. Our audience keeps growing here nationally as well as internationally, and we're so grateful that you're sharing us with your friends and family as well as your associates. You can always check us out on YouTube, Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. We've got something a little different for you today. What would you do if you discovered a hidden interdimensional portal within the Library of Congress, and that a massive database of all the knowledge and records of all people is controlled by a secret society that uses that information to manipulate humanity? Oh, wow. This is a fast-paced, very well-written book by author Kathy Forte. Real interesting. She's a former clinical psychologist, journalist. She had a mysterious issue with health, and it's created this very creative capacity for her. And it just translated in this book, and it's wonderful. We're going to talk about a number of different things there. But before we do that, I need to start talking with you about the next economic storm to come and what to do. Now, one of the big things about this, and we've been talking for a little bit about economic storms and not fear mongering here, but I think it's important that each and everybody understand what's coming down and what's happening so they can shield themselves against these possible storms. Previously, we spoke about things like the supply chain issues with COVID, the global conflict with Russia and Ukraine, inflation, the impact of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates on the economy with unemployment, lower corporate earnings, the banking issues. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had OPEC and Russia cutting oil production. Now we're going to see the increase in inflation when it comes to anything related to oil in our economy. And I want you to keep your eye on the commercial real estate market. The New York Post put out this article. It says, and you're thinking to yourself, well, why? The clock is ticking on this $20 trillion debt bomb. We know the pandemic changed the landscape for commercial real estate, with work changing habits, with people working at home. People do not want to return to the office. Valuations and prices in the commercial markets have been badly distorted by the Fed, both indirectly via the massive credit bubble created between 20 and 22, and directly by the Fed offering to buy commercial mortgage-backed securities. This has literally created a perfect storm for the commercial real estate sector. And let's not forget how much of this asset class is financed by $1 trillion in debt, and the debt is coming due. The New York Post notes that $1.5 trillion worth of commercial real estate comes due by the end of 2025, 2 years from now. Now, keep in mind where rates gone since the debt was issued. They've gone way up. But last but not least, who is the biggest lender to these commercial real estate developers? It's regional banks. I keep talking about the financial storms brewing, and each one becomes more and more powerful. This isn't fear-mongering. Janet Yellen actually testified in front of this. It's in the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal. I'm just sharing some facts with you to help you, our clients, to shield themselves against these possible storms. You really want to take a look at this and say, hey, I got to watch myself here. I got to be cautious, because sooner or later, this pressure on the storm is going to get to a point where it pushes the market down further and further. And we could see possible more storms in the financial markets. Market's still overvalued, according to B of A, Wall Street Journal, Morgan Stanley, Chase, the whole shot. So you really got to pay attention to what's going on here. Proceed with caution. What I'd like to do is take a quick break. We're going to be right back in a few moments with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, but today we're not really talking about the ins and outs of money. As I told you before, we have this wonderful author, Kathy Forte. She's got this wonderful book called Stacks, The Library of Truth. I just want to introduce you first, Kathy. I'm so excited. So I'm sorry. Everybody, this is Kathy Forte. She's actually a former clinical psychologist. She's a journalist. She got the creative bug after suffering a near-death experience. I'd like to just start with that, and then we can start rolling into the book and go from questions from there.
Well, thanks, Steve. I have to say, I didn't plan on writing sci-fi. It's like my life has been a sci-fi novel. So I could have probably just been happy with that. But back in 2003, I was a clinical psychologist practicing for about 30 years or so and in Los Angeles. And I was coming home from work, and I had this strange feeling come over me. The next minute when I got home, I was propelled into this tunnel. Now, my heart had stopped, but I didn't know that. And first thing I saw was myself propelled into this tunnel, feet first, traveling at a high rate of speed, and I could see light at the end of the tunnel. And immediately I thought, oh, is this the tunnel everybody's been talking about? And if so, what did I die? I wasn't sick. And, you know, your next thought, well, is if I'm dead, there's not much I can do about it. Now let's go see what it's all about. And all these thoughts are going through your head fast, but they stopped me before I could go into the light. I actually tried to will myself to go into that light. It was just in a holding space. And I remember thinking, well, this is boring. And the next minute, all of this energy poured into me, spun me back around, sent me back through the tunnel, same way, horizontal feet first. And I was back in my physical body, and my whole left side was paralyzed and I couldn't move. But I was hearing voices in my head. Now, not a good thing to hear when you're a psychologist. And these voices were saying, relax, Kathy, everything will be okay. Just breathe easy. And I could feel whoever these voices were, I could feel clicking in my body as they were reconnecting my physical body to my soul, body, whatever you want to call it. After a little bit, I had movement again back in my body. You know, I just listened to what they said because there was no one else there with me. I did have a cup of tea that had spilled all over me during the process. I felt this heavy pressure in my chest. And I thought, I'm going to have to go see a cardiologist. And they said, don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. But within 24 hours after coming back from this experience, which I didn't know what this was all about, you know, but they did tell me they were trying to get me to breathe back life in my physical body. And I was suddenly obsessed with quantum physics after that. I was understanding things on the computer I hadn't understood it before. I was getting all this information coming through. I landed up inventing some software based on mathematical algorithms, because before this, I was a math dummy, but all this came through. And it's a kind of a long story, but people wanted to read it. They can read it about my book, Fractals of God, A Psychologist's Near-Death Experience and Journeys into the Mystical. What it did, to get to your point, was it tripped kind of a psychic, very strong intuitive link in me. Besides inventing this software, which is all over the world, it's a holistic software called Trinfinity 8 and Ascension 11. I started to have incredible dreams. And one of the dreams, like I'd have to say, I had a dream, you know, and the dream was I woke up in the middle of the night and I had the whole plot to Stack's Library of Truth in my head. And I could not go back to sleep until I started writing it. I thought, oh, this would make a great movie. And of course, I lived in LA and I knew script writers. And so a friend of mine was a pilot writing. I started his class with the idea in mind. And it was right around the time of the writer's strike back then, but it won best original screenplay accommodations for Slam Dance. And then I just kind of put it aside. And then when COVID happened, I thought that UCLA professor told me, you know, this should be made into a book. And I'm thinking, I don't really know if I can do it justice, but I sat down and I started writing and the rabbit hole just kept getting deeper and deeper. And it turned into a trilogy series. To just say quick elevator speech on what the plot is, it's about a new librarian who discovers an interdimensional portal in the Library of Congress that leads to a library of truth where all the facts are kept on everyone and everyone since the beginning of time. And of course, you know, there's always going to be a conflict. There's going to be some bad guys who are trying to manipulate it for the world, for power, greed, and so forth like that. So I had fun with this book. I thought it was only going to be one book. And like I said, it turned into three books because the characters just kept evolving. It was a fun ride.
When I started reading it, it starts out where head librarian of the Library of Congress, he hung himself at his desk. You paint the picture of the chief detective walking in. From your writing, you can see the emotion on his face, how he's walking in, how he's looking at things, how he's got that pissed off snarl and way he's going to command everything. Then you introduce the main character, Zax. He's a savant raised by the nannies because the congressman or the senator. Now he's in the middle of this and it just goes one thing to the next. It's almost like a cool action movie that just keeps going. And I was telling you this before we even started. It's like, I don't know about anybody listening, but in my family, we call it book mode, where you really get into the book. If you really get into the book, you can have it done in a day. And if it's during the week because you got to work, it's usually 2 or 3 days. And this is one of those books. I know there's a second one, and I'll probably read the first one and go, if it's anything like the first one, I'm going for the second one. And now you spell there's a third. So
Third one comes out in about 2 weeks or so. I had some people say, one woman wrote to me, she goes, I canceled a dinner party because I had to finish the book.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, wow. But, you know, I've always been told a plot that's really strong character driven. And because I was a psychologist, I was, you know, privy to a lot of unusual psychopathology, and I wanted my characters to be realistic, have foibles, and had things that they had to overcome. They weren't perfect, you know, would they evolve and develop over this? The main character, as you know, already alluded to, has acquired savant syndrome. This is because he had a baseball injury at the age of 7 and his brain got rewired a different way. And it caused him to also have synesthesia. So he sees the world in numbers. He would see you and me in numbers. He would see a slice of pizza in numbers. He would see, and you know, it's a blessing and a curse. And it really does help him to release this information in the Library of Truth and get it out there in the world without getting caught and without getting killed. And of course, he develops a deep throat television reporter. You know, I'm starting to see things in the plot that have already started to come true after I wrote this book. So people are saying, are you sure this is a sci-fi book? Are you sure? Or is this really a nonfiction fiction book? And maybe they should have a new category for books because people are saying, you know, that character kind of reminds me of this person. And I have a disclaimer up front, you know, any coincidences or resemblance to living or dead people, I'm not saying.
This is for your entertainment purposes only.
Only, right.
Oh, I've got to ask this. One of the big questions is your book a warning about big technology companies that acquire a trove of data on everything and everyone? Because there's a new series called Rabbit Hole with Kiefer Sutherland. I started reading this. I'm like, oh my God, everybody gets into conspiracy theory stuff. And they start going, well, Facebook's got this. Amazon's got this. They've already figured out if you're going to buy, when you're going to buy, how you're going to buy. They might even know your spouse better than you do. That's where that question comes from.
It is a big warning. And the problem is the more that truth comes out, the more fear about that truth being revealed, and the more people will try to censor that. So it creates a whole nother dilemma about freedom of speech and everything else. But yes, too much information in the hands of the wrong people is a perfect place for bribery and to get them to do what you want. And I mean, you know, I think we live in a world where we're starting to see some of the conspiracy theorists are turning into prophets. And we're running out of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. Hey, please stick with us. We got more Kathy Forte. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. I want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information or insight, or just want to learn more about Kathy, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Google Play. Please check us out on our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio 24/7, Talk Radio New York City. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. And yes, you can always go see behind-the-scenes guest gifts at Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook. So we're back with Kathy. One of the big things when we start talking about the conspiracy theories is how the news media and libraries play a vital role in the truths that we hear.
I call this personally the age of discernment. So if you're just getting your news from one source or one-sided source, you're not getting a full picture. Before I became a psychologist, I worked for CBS News in New York. That was a whole different journalistic day. We always had to include both sides of the story in anything we wrote. I'm not really seeing that today. We really need to get our stuff from different sources. And that's what I encourage people to do, because and everything sometimes is slanted. So you have to sift the wheat from the chaff, what resonates with you. And then sometimes you have to go outside your comfort zone and explore another way of looking at it, you know, and you might find a different truth there that not open to at the time. You know, we can't say that 20 years ago, I'm still going to have the same beliefs as I did when I was 18 years old. Of course not. We evolve and we change the more information we have, and then we analyze it and find out that, you know, I back then I used to watch full clips of things. And now we see a little tiny clip of something, but if they played maybe 30 seconds more, you would find out that they said something totally different, you know? Mm-hmm.
Those sound bites are very interesting. I've actually worked and lived all over the world, and it's very interesting the slant that you see from different parts of the world. For example, right after the Rodney King riots, I was actually working and developing businesses in England, and they actually thought we had a civil war. That was their slant. Wow. And they thought America was falling apart, starting in California. Very, very interesting. Even working in the South and Florida and places like that, one of the people who worked for me was a former school teacher, and he's actually from California and we're in Florida. And he's going, oh yeah, even the history books down here have a different slant about what happened during the Civil War.
And well, the victors write the history, and it may not be the accurate history. Much of our history has been lost, mm-hmm. you know, or rewritten or hidden or whatever. Yeah.
And you know what? We see that happen little by little every single day in front of our eyes. So it's just very, very interesting. People should know about that. Now, one of the things that everybody asks is the challenges every whistleblower must confront. So shed some light on that, because we've heard about these whistleblowers throughout times, but I you know what? I think that's really, really tough for somebody to do, especially on a national stage.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage, and you have to be willing to take the slings and arrows that are going to be thrown at you. Many who have been ruined financially, have been ruined reputationally, and you know, have been targets for you know, people out there who are unstable and may want to get rid of them. So I think a lot of people think twice, maybe more than twice. Do I really want to ruin my life by revealing the truth? And you know, right now in the news, I guess the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon are wondering who's leaking all this information out there. And I'm thinking, oh, it's like a Zach character. He's whoever it is. He's getting that information out, and they can't find out who it is, and it's driving them crazy because they're finding out what these leaders are really saying behind the scenes that we are not privy to, and we only get one side of the picture. Mm-hmm. So whistleblowers, it takes a courageous person to do that. So you can do it in my books, fictional books. You know, some people said, oh, I read your books and I feel like I can accomplish justice in a world that I don't feel like there's justice right now, you know?
Okay, so we're going to play what if real quick here. What would happen if this type of library was in place?
Who's to say it isn't? I had a client once, and she also had a near-death experience. And she came back and she said, I went to this place where you could read up on everything. And she said, and it was very truthful too. And that's when I said, oh, kind of like a library of truth. And that stuck in my head. Now, if you go back through some of the ancient texts, they talk about something called the Akashic Records. And, you know, that there's some place that all information is stored. You know, what dimension it's in, if it's there, I don't know. But perhaps somebody in holographic form, like in my books, in my Library of Truth, everything is shown in holographic form. You could step into it. You can't interfere with it, but you can step into it and see what's really going on. And, you know, I kind of like to think maybe there really is a place like that. But what do we know? This on our third dimension here, we know so little about mm-hmm. really life and you know, why we're all here and so forth like that. So we can't really dismiss everything outright as being, oh, that's sci-fi.
Well, I'll say this. I think it's more fun talking about it and thinking it something possibly could be there. But quite frankly, if I really knew about that, I'd be really freaked out. And quite frankly, for your book, it is just a cool wild ride. And that's as far as it wants to go for me.
So everybody, like I said, it reads like a movie. And that's kind of, I'm very visual. So I wanted it to be fast action paced. and, you know, character development and go, you know, it's not like James Michener's books where you got 10 pages describing Hawaii, you know. Yeah.
Or what's that? Tom Clancy's. You got 200 pages before you get the characters. yes. So, I'll just say this. I think in reading, as far as I've gotten, and we like to watch the little series that are maybe 5 or 6, 7 series long, and or episodes or so on long, or 10 episodes or whatever. I think it would make a wonderful series like that, where somebody go from one to the next, and it would be really, really fun just to binge it, because it would be one of those things where I know my daughter would just not stop.
Well, if any of you, any of your listeners or viewers are Hollywood producers, or come talk to me. I know it's going to be produced. I just don't know by who yet.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm the wrong guy to do that, because, you know what? I got told too many years ago that I had to face for radio. So what the heck? just kidding. Now, and my apologies to everybody, got some sinus issues due to the pollen out here in California. Let's see. Now, you know what? One of the things I did notice is that you've done a lot of traveling and got to see things people haven't. And it relates to an experience I had when we only have about a minute and a half left, but when I was in England, one of the people I worked for, his name is Jeff Zients, and he's one of those people who had a lot of money. And he liked to get the private concierge, the same people that would tour around the dignitaries and stuff like that. So we went to King Henry VIII's palace, Hampton Court Palace, and he took us behind the brick walls. And like nobody really gets to see, which was very, very, very cool how they could walk down on this as opposed to all over the darn castle. And this is that castle that has that maze. And I thought it was very, very cool. So when you're talking about your experience in Egypt with the Great Pyramids, and, you know, where the water tunnels are and stuff like that, could you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Well, I had an experience in the King's Chamber with three other people there. And I got out of my body and I went down into the depths of the Great Pyramid, which surprised me. And I saw water tunnels down there. And I actually went even deeper and I saw what looked like a city. And so my Egyptologist, I've been leading groups there to Egypt for a number of years. And I talked to him and I said, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you need to talk with the head of the Giza Plateau or the Antiquities. I need to get down there. And they kept saying no, they kept coming back, but he was persistent. And he said, okay, this is the price to do it. And they told me the price. And I said, oh my God, I would have paid double that to do this, you know? So I did. So it was like 4 a.m. in the morning, you know, walking over the Giza Plateau in the dark and opening this this kind of brass iron door, and it went down 150 feet. There was three levels. And the second level was lots of niches of sarcophaguses that were empty. Only two were still there. And the third one was the water was still lapping around the rings of the ladder. But there was a sarcophagus buried under the water and had writing on it. And the Giza, I said, has anyone ever opened this? And they said, no. And I'm thinking, oh, this is interesting. So, you know, I just kind of went inside and asked my intuitive guidance. I said, well, it's actually hermetically sealed. It's actually somewhat of a portal. And so I wove that into my Stacks Library of Truth book as well. I took water samples while I was down there, had them analyzed. It showed that it was salty water. Now, the Nile River is about 5 miles away now because of the Aswan Dam has redirected it. And that's fresh water, not salty water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it took a while to track down where the source of the salt was coming from. And I was asked to talk, you know, about my findings at pyramid conferences and things like that. But I found that there's water tunnels under most all the major pyramids in the world, Teotihuacan, Chichen Itza, the Bosnian pyramid. So there's something there that they're not talking us about. I think that it may have been, you know, it's where there's water, there's usually hydroelectric energy. And so I think that they built on this, and there was probably a lot of stuff we don't know about the Egyptians. The Egyptians say, oh, it only goes back 4,000 years, but they wink at that because after they found Göbekli Tepe, they found that that goes back 10,000 more years. So we know most of that history of human history has been lost.
Kathy, this has been wonderful. I want to thank you for being part of our show today. This is a great change of pace for us. And I know our listeners are going to love it. do me a favor, just share everybody where they can go get your book. And
You can get it on Amazon in ebook or print, and it's available in Audible there too. Barnes and Noble also has it. You can also go to the StaxLibraryOfTruth.com website for more information and on my adventures as well. And, you know, I've blogged about Egypt for a number of years. And like I said, my life reads like a sci-fi novel.
Look, Kathy, thank you so much for being here. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you back in the future to talk about the next book. That's it with me. This is Steve Staxton with Saving with Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.